Baltimoreans opened their Sun paper on the morning of October 10, 1964, to read this modest announcement. Each city recreation center will be conducting a yo-yo contest for girls and boys 15 years of age from October 26 through November 6. That notice about something called a yo-yo contest may not sound like much in an age of TV and iPhones, but to a generation of city kids earlier, when yo-yos were a craze, that news was blockbuster stuff. One of those city kids was 15-year-old Carl Pund, who lived in Catonsville. He and his friends had spent the summer on street corners learning the fine points of twirling a yo-yo. A yo-yo, for the uninitiated, was a wooden disc that you twirled, wound and unwound, on a string, all the while making configurations in the air. Virginia Baker, then city recreation supervisor, explained, quote, "The yo-yo originated as a weapon in the Philippine jungles, and Filipinos representing the Duncan Yo-Yo Company, manufacturers of the toy version of the real yo-yo, would visit the drugstores that sold them and teach the kids the art." Carl Pun, one of the students, mastered what was known as a spinner, walking the dog and the creeper in what he called my spectacular loop-de-loop. Carl showed up on Saturday morning, November 14, 1964, in the Patterson Park Pavilion. He said, "It was mobbed with the neighborhood champs vying for the big prize, a trip to Disney World. At the end of the day, it was Carl Pund against another survivor in the sudden death winner-take-all." Carl recalled, quote, "The kid I was up against was good, but not good enough. On his 17th loop, he fouled his cord and was out. I was still going strong. I became the yo-yo champ of Baltimore, and I was ready to take that trip to Disneyland." What happened next puts Carl Pun's story in the annals of great Baltimore stories. At the same time that Carl won the manufacturer of the yo-yos, Duncan Yo-Yos, the same company that sponsored the contest and offered the prize, went bankrupt. And Carl never got to Disney World. He had won the championship, but lost the prize.